Welcome to our worship of God on this Sunday morning in which we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion as we commune with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please check page 6 in your bulletin to look at all of the announcements that are there. I was asked to share that you will note that all the lyrics for the praise songs this morning are included in the bulletin. That's not normal, but there was space to be able to do that, and so I was asked to share that with you. The community meal is hosted by one of the St. John's meal teams this week. We have been welcoming about 80 people to those meals on a weekly basis, so lots of blessed food has been shared, as well as fellowship for many of the community. I was going to share with you that I've talked with Kurt Spotts a couple of times this week, and as of Thursday, they knew that Paulette would be entering into palliative care. That would be hospice care. She entered in on Friday, and she came home last night. That's where they wanted to have that care take place. And we just got word before this service that she passed away. Paulette died sometime late last night, but they were at home. She and Kurt had been able to talk about it all during the week, and they are resting in the peace and the mercy of the Lord. And they thank you for your prayers. I know that there will be a service out there, and then there will be a service here at St. John's sometime in the near future. But you can be praying for Kurt and the family members that are here, as well as the rest of Kurt's immediate family. So they are resting in the peace of Christ, and we gather and live in the peace of Christ. Let us share the peace of Christ with one another.
Let us dwell in the presence of the Lord Most High. Invite Him to walk alongside you in every circumstance this week. Continue to deepen your relationship with God. Our call to worship is Walk With Me.
Good morning. The first scripture this morning is Romans 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray. God of grace, you have made our minds, so help us to know you. You've made our hearts, so help us to love you. You've made our voices, so help us to sing your praise. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so together we may celebrate your glory and worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please stand if you're able and join us for our next songs. Let's continue to lift up our voices in praise with the song, Come, Now is the Time to Worship. Psalm 8, verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Our next song is a timeless hymn based on that Psalm 8. It's called How Great Thou Art. It is a little faster than the normal hymn, so How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
last song is called I Give You My Heart, and songs that came to mind like Oak for a Closer Walk with God and He's Still Working on Me. I picture God as a potter and our heart is that clay, and He's continually just molding us into who He wants us to be. So maybe we have a sin and we confess that sin, and He's continually molding us and just making us more mindful and more dedicated to walking with Him. So the song is I Give You My Heart, and it's a desire of our heart.
Let us affirm our common faith together through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. Do we have any children that are coming to the front steps this morning? Jude, you saved me in Sunday school, and you got to sit in the middle now, though. Do you remember what we learned about? We watched a Bible Man video this morning. We learned about humility and righteousness. What was the third one? Yeah, we don't want to be ignorant when it comes to the Lord. Truths of Scripture. I have a metal cross. It comes apart. It's a puzzle. And inside, there's a special word of treasure. Think you can figure out how to take this apart? No. Not even going to try? We have all the time in the world. You let me know when you want any help. That was quick. You know, the upright's supposed to cross, come apart, okay? And you see that metal bar in this metal bar? We have to squeeze them together, and it comes apart. Pretty simple. And you can see the profile. There's a little angle right there. That's what was keeping it and locking it together. When we take it apart, I told you there's a special treasure inside. It's in this green little tube, and it's a little scroll. And I found the easiest way to get it out over the years is use that pen and push it out. Can you unroll that? What's it say? Can you read this old English font? Okay, what's it say?
Congratulations.
I don't think they're hearing all this. Should I read it? Because since I have the microphone on. You have been clever enough to discover the solution of the hidden scroll. Keep this secret closely guarded. Oops. For it may lead to great fortune, health, and happiness in your future. There's no words about the Bible. There's no words about faith in there, is that? And maybe, you know, if we guard this secret, solving this puzzle, maybe in the future it might lead to something. When I was reading our passage from Hebrews this week and thinking about a children's message, I thought about this cross. It sits on my desk. I haven't opened it up in about 10 years. I do it fairly, you know, irregularly for children's moment. But inside, there's this treasure, this scroll, but it's not really a treasure. As we read the letter to Hebrews in one of the lessons this morning, we had Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. And in Hebrews, there's a real treasure. In the passage that Kim's going to read shortly, the treasure is that Jesus, one time, died on the cross. One sacrifice for us all. Not just here, but all people of all time. Jesus died that we would have forgiveness of our sin. That is the treasure of the gospel message, that we recognize our sin. We're not ignorant about it, but instead of being ignorant, we know God's word, and he teaches us that we're not perfect, but Jesus came that we would have perfection in the life to come. That's the treasure of the gospel. Jesus loves us. He died on the cross that we might be saved. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Jude. We thank you for all the children of the congregation. Lord, help us as families, as a congregational family, to continue to teach God's word of your love through Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You want to try and put this back together for me? Okay. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, We do thank you for the many truths that you reveal in Scripture. And we thank you for the truth that we will unpack a little bit more in the sermon today. The truth that Jesus died, and he died once for all. And that through his death and through the power of his resurrection, we have victory over death in this world. We have a victory over death in this world that ends in the reality of eternal life. We thank you for that grace in Jesus Christ. Lord, we as individuals, as humans, we can have that tendency to look at other people's sin when you call us to consider our own sin. So I pray that it is in a humble heart, with a desire to be righteous before you, with a knowledge of Scripture, we offer our confession, our own confession. Lord, free us from the shame, the guilt that we bear because of the sins that we have committed. Lord, free us from the judgment of this world. Restore us and give us the grace and the mercy in the light of Jesus Christ, that we can leave that guilt and shame behind as we are made new. We thank you for the blessing of the sacrament, to remember the sacrifice of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in this time of worship, we thank you for walking with us. We also thank you for your call for us to walk with you, to walk in your ways. Continue to teach us, O God. We live in a world where there is much strife, where many decisions have to be made, many temptations have to be faced. Lord, help us. Guard our lives and guard our hearts. In this time of prayer, we've come before you as people thinking of others. Lord, we pray for Judy Sears. We thank you that she was able to be in church this morning and in Sunday school. And Lord, just give her that patience and that spirit of perseverance that the healing will take its time. Lord, we pray for Rod and Joyce. We pray for Chloe. We pray for Leah. We pray for Tracy and Sadi as they each are facing things, health issues and concerns. Lord, we pray that they would know your peace, that they would know your mercy. Lord, we pray for Kurt and his family upon the death, the passing of Paulette. We thank you for her faith. We thank you for her knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Lord, when death hits, we're always mindful of our own frailty. Once again, Lord, help us to walk with you. Send your peace, send your strength, that we would be those ambassadors, those servants, to proclaim the good news. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus, not only as our Savior, but also as our teacher. We thank you for him teaching us how to pray. Lord, hear us together. In the name of Christ, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Before I invite the ushers forward, let's dedicate our tithes and offerings. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, thank you that you are the light of the world, guiding our steps on your path. Your word says that the earth is yours and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to you. We recognize that everything we have belongs to you. We acknowledge that our very lives belong to you. We now offer back to you a portion of what you have given us. May God the Father prepare our journey, Jesus the Son guide our footsteps, and the Holy Spirit watch over us on every path that we follow. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite the ushers forward.
unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Yes, I am a child of God.
On this fourth Sunday of the month, I invite our ushers to come back in and receive the second offering for our Imagine Your Faith Building Capital campaign. And while they're doing that and you're sharing your gifts, I will share that the building committee has finished the RFP. It's an 11-page document, a request for proposal. It is, I think, on its seventh and final revision, and it will be sent out this week to seven architectural firms. And then the process is that they have time to come and visit the facility and make all the notes that they need to make and those kind of things. And then we will interview and narrow that list of seven down. We're going to narrow that list down based on the proposals they return. We'll interview three or four, and hopefully by the end of October, we will have an architect on board that the building committee will work with to begin the actual drawing of the plans and making things happen. So we thank you for your continued perseverance and your faithfulness to the facility and the faith of Jesus Christ.